concerned about Cyrus news today?
Yeah, concerned on a personal level. Really just have no information, but just pulling for the big guy. He's a good kid. He's a hardworking kid. And, you know, hopefully everything's all right.
How much do you pay attention, Richie, to the pre-draft buzz about what the team might do? Do you pay close attention, or do you just sort of try to block that out and see who they add next weekend?
You know, I see it at a little bit different level. You know, I really don't pay that much attention to it. I see what's written about it, but there's so much that's put into the draft, and really nobody has any idea what any of these teams are thinking. So there's so many mock drafts and so much kind of assuming and guesswork. And then what goes down on draft night is completely different than what everybody's been talking about. So I pay attention to it. I see it a little bit, but it's really it's not important to me right now.
As a player, how do you guys do those things?
It's another source of revenue for us. You know, it's a big deal. The more eyes and the more attention on football, it's good for all the players. It's good for the league. It's good for everything. So the more people talking about it, the better.
Is there ever any sense of wonder that if it comes to this, that people talk about it to that extent? And like you say, nobody really knows. So really it's all for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But so much energy is dedicated to it. Two minutes into the draft, somebody makes a trade, and every mock draft is blown up.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, you get into the draft, and some team does something unexpected, or a guy gets taken at a place, and there goes all the mock drafts. So it's a funny part of the year. You know, there's not much news going on in the NFL. Teams have been away for a little bit, and you know, people get around and start talking about the draft and guessing and. Your guess is as good as mine as who we're going to draft. I have no idea. And that's what makes a draft fun, you know, seeing who we're getting and seeing these guys who are going to come in and compete for starting jobs and see how they're going to fit in.
Sean was up here. He spoke about Terry going out on some of these pre-draft visits with the prospects. And, you know, we saw the ownership there at practice today watching. It seems like they're pretty visible and I would guess accessible for players. Is that a good thing for you guys to have them around and showing their faces so much? Do you guys appreciate that? And what is that relationship for a player with ownership like?
You know, we do appreciate having the Pagulas around. We know how much they love and support us, and we're in this all together. I think, you know, from when Sean came in, it's an all-in approach. We're all in the boat. Ownership. Coaches, management, players. So it's great to see them out of practice. It's great to, you know, get to spend some time with them because they do care. You know, they are accessible. They're approachable. And, you know, they travel with us on away trips. So, you know, it's like one big team.
There's been a lot made of, you know, the lack of success that the Bills have had. Everybody's kind of been well documented. The Sabres just went through a coach and GM change today. Do you sense a level of frustration or disappointment on their part that – if for whatever reason they haven't been able to get these things right?
No, I don't sense that at all. I think, you know, we're trying to get this right. You know, we hear all the noise. We hear about the 17 years and the playoff drought and things like that. But we're working to get this thing right. I've been here two seasons. And I think that, you know, the message amongst the guys is, you know, the guys who have been here for a while, you know, the Eric Woods, the Kyle Williams, Jerry, Marcel, those guys, if they were part of the issue of this team not making the playoffs, they wouldn't be here anymore. But the guys that are here, those are the special guys that have held on and worked hard and are foundational pieces of this team. And what you have happening is, you know, you have guys like me who have been here 2 years. You have guys like Tyrod 2 years, Shady 2 years. We're all coming together and we're forming an identity. And now that we have Sean here, you know, we're just out on the field competing. We're flying around. Practice is fun. I'm tired. It's been an eventful 3 days. We're flying around. So there's no frustration on our end. You know, we're just looking to get better day by day and, you know, win as many games as we can in the fall.
Richie, two-part question. Sean, can you provide what it, sort of the feel of having Sean here as a coach and what this activity, especially when you're into the football part, is like under him and maybe what separates him from, obviously, Rex and other coaches? That's one. And the other part of it is you've been through a lot of coaching changes because you played in this league a long time. How do you again, wrap your mind, another new guy trying to solve a problem and not treat it like that, like, here we go again.
Mm-hmm. So, Sean, I mean, you spend a couple minutes around the guy, you know he's hungry. He's eager to compete. He is an energetic guy. He brings a lot of energy. He wants energy in the meetings. There's a lot of energy around the building. We've got music playing in the hallways. We have music playing in the lunchroom. We have, the juices are flowing. You know, he wants you going into those meetings with your mind switched on, ready to work. And we just got done with 3 days on the field, and it was energetic. I mean, you guys got a little taste of it today. You were out there. We're flying around. I mean, guys, there were some points where I was running. I didn't even know where I was running. And I just made sure my butt was in gear. So, but having Sean here, it's a breath of fresh air. You know, having Sean come in and be so focused and so detailed and so energetic. And, just laying out all the expectation levels for the guys, the coaches, what we can expect from him, what he expects from us. And, it's nice to get to work underneath him. And the second part of the question, I've been through a ton of coaching changes. I can't even count how many. But the important thing is for the veteran leaders to buy in. It's guys like me, Eric Wood, Tyrod, Shady, Kyle Williams. We set the tempo. And our tempo is we're all in with Coach McDermott. What he says goes. You know, you may have a couple whispers here and there. Oh, we used to do it this way. We used to do it that way. You know, this is the time of the season where you squash all that stuff. And we're just making sure all the troops are on the boat and we're all paddling and rowing in the same direction. So I think we've done a good job of that. You know, Sean's been preaching compete and fly around. And you can feel it. It was an energetic 3 days of practice.
Richie, a lot's been made about the difference in blocking scheme from last year to this year, last 2 years of this year. Can you just kind of give us a general sense of really how much different it is? You know, not the playbook itself, but the real difference, is there going to be a lot, is this much more of a pulling type of offense to use your athletic ability, like a guy like you? Kind of give us a general sense of how much different it really is.
Yeah, the run game will look different. I really can't get into too much details of how it's going to look different. Last year we were more of a man blocking, block down, pull around, power, a little QB option. This year we're going to be featuring the zone game, where you're just going to see, like Miami featured it last year with Ajayi, the whole front kind of moving, expecting someone on defense to get out of a gap assignment and create a crease. So we've had 3 days in it now on the field, and I think we have the guys up front to do it. You know, we have athletic guys. This is something that plays into big athletic guys, you know, guys getting out of their stance and getting out and moving and displacing people and creating those lanes. And I think we have the runners for it. You know, Shady is a dynamic runner, and he's got a good feel for what we're trying to do and putting his foot in the ground and making plays.
Richie, going back to Sean, for a 42-year-old first-time head coach, and to have this, what we perceive and see as maybe more authority than what Rex may have had over the team, given the one voice nature of his approach, how do you welcome him? How do you perceive him for a guy who's 42 and a first time head coach?
You know, I think the first thing is, you know, Sean's a smart guy. He's very cerebral. He's hungry, like I said before, and he's energetic. You know, his energy and his wisdom kind of is what jumps out to you. You know, he has a plan for everything. He goes over the practice schedule. You know, everything's planned out. Everything is laid out in front of us, and he kind of just tees it up so that we attack. And he's doing a great job. He commands the room. He has a lot of the guys' respect, and it's been really fun getting to know him a little bit in the meeting room, and then actually getting out on the field and flying around and playing hard.
How concerned are you about possibly losing Gillislee? He led the league in yards per carry.
Yeah.
It can't be an insignificant loss of
people. Yeah, you know, I think, but we have the guys on this roster. Jonathan Williams got some limited touches last year, and he really did a good job toting the rock. So it's next man up. This is the NFL. You lose guys every year, and, maybe we'll get some guys in the draft to help us out. But we got some guys on this roster that can really run the football. Yeah, my draft process was a stressful process. I didn't know where I was going to be drafted. I obviously had some baggage coming from college. I was injured. I didn't know what was going to happen on draft day. You know, I know I had first-round talent. Didn't know if I was going to get grabbed in the second round. The your tie rod back there. 484 at the combine. Thank you. But it was a stressful time. I really didn't know where I was going to go, and I was appreciative that I got the opportunity to go play for the St. Louis Rams.